弟兄姊妹，新年平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you in this new year.
我心里非常的高兴，看到弟兄姊妹都来到2015年第一次的崇拜。
I'm very glad to see you in this first worship service in 2015.
看到一家一家的能够来到，大家也盼望是心里有所期待的，能够来到教会。
I see family upon family sitting in here, and I pray that the desire of your hearts will be met today.
从去年我们准备今年的崇拜讲题，我们心里有这样的一个感动。
As we prepare the different topic sermons for this year, here is what I believe have moved me.
其实从徐武豪博士开始，我们一直在从路加福音一直开始了我们的讲题了。
Actually, starting from Dr. William Choi, we have been preaching a sermon series on the Gospel of Luke.
讲到耶稣的降生。
We talk about the birth of Christ.
我们今年心里的感动是继续把路加福音把它讲完。
We would like to finish the whole book of the Gospel of Luke this year.
但是我们抽取一些很重要的片段跟大家分享。
We'll take the very important excerpts from this Gospel to share with you.
让我们很清晰的从一个路加那样的学者的手笔底下能够了解耶稣基督这个人。
Let's learn the person of Christ through the writings of the scholar Luke.
我想当时路加用很优美的、很有逻辑的、充满调查这样去写路加福音的时间。
When Luke wrote his gospel, he was full of beautiful writing, but full of logic and research.
把一些其他福音书没有的片段都收罗在路加福音当中。
Some of the excerpts were not from the other gospels, but he put it in his own gospel.
不但路加写了路加福音，他还写了他的下集，叫做《使徒行传》。
Not only did he write the Gospel of Luke, he also wrote the Acts of the Apostles.
当时路加所写的路加福音上集和《使徒行传》下集。
Actually, the Gospel of Luke and Acts are actually two books put into one series together.
我在想象当时的一个感觉，可能跟我们今天看这个《饥饿游戏》的这个连续剧一样。
Maybe the way they read the Gospel of Luke and Acts is the same way we read the Hunger Games book series today.
当时是路加和《使徒行传》被编列在一起，是一个很好的一个。讲耶稣故事的一个收藏。
At that time, Luke and Acts were put together as one series to discuss to tell us about Christ.
我盼望如果大家看了这个《饥饿游戏》，可能是看书，也可能是看电影，继续追第一集、第二集、第三集。
Maybe if you watch The Hunger Games, whether it's a series of books or the series of movies, you watch it from the beginning to the end.
无论是看书或者看电影，同样的心，我们去看《路加福音》，我们看《使徒行传》。
The way you watch the movie or the book Hunger Games, I pray you will have the same way you read the Gospel of Luke and Acts of the Apostles.
用你这个导演的眼睛或者这个心看原文的时间，把耶稣时代真正的现场给他回复过来。
From the director's eyes view or the heart of the director's cut, you see what actually happened during that time.
特别在我们面对的现在这个群体的环境的中间，我觉得需要有一个这样的主题能够表现出来。
Especially as I look at the needs of our community here, I believe this is what we need exactly.
也是路加福音和使徒行传里面唯独这两章当中会表达出来的这个主题信息。
And actually from the book of the Gospel of Luke, this is the only two chapters that has this very important theme that I would like to share with you today.
就是圣灵的角色，或者是被圣灵充满这样的一种图像。
Which is a picture of who the Spirit is, Holy Spirit is, and how to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
当你查圣灵充满这几个字，去查新约的时间。
When you look upon the New Testament, being filled by the Holy Spirit,
新约出现了十五次。
In the New Testament, it appeared 15 times.
是用中文了。
In Chinese.
路加福音出现过四次。
Four times in the Gospel of Luke.
使徒行传出现了九次。
Nine times in the Acts of the Apostles.
然后最后一次是以弗所书五章十八节。
And the last time is the book of Ephesians 5:18.
正好十五次。
Total of 15 times.
圣灵充满。
Being filled by the Holy Spirit.
有时候我们真的是希望在我们所面对这个2015年里面有多多有能力啊。
Maybe as we look at 2015, we desire to be filled with strength.
你的身体可能在慢慢衰败中间，你需要能力啊。
Maybe your body system is going downhill and you need more strength.
我看见好多的家长，你们的小孩子慢慢的长大，你无能为力，你说上帝啊，给我能力啊。
I see a lot of parents, you look at your own kids and you say, Oh Lord, I need more strength.
我们做基督徒了，我们一年过了一年，主啊，我还没有长进，求主给我能力啊。
As Christians, we go live year by year and we have not really matured and we say, Lord, give me the strength.
所以上帝感动我们继续用路加福音去讲的时间，我盼望把那个圣灵充满那个重要性也跟大家多多的说明。
As we share with you the Gospel of Luke, may we also share with you the importance of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
特别是就是我们上周讲到的内容所讲的四点，我盼望大家能够不但是记住，能够也应用出来。
Especially the four points that we mentioned during our last week's sermon. I pray that you don't only just remember it, but also act it out.
那用英文比较容易记，英文有四个 up, 大家记得吗？
Maybe it's easier to remember in English. There were four ups, remember?
是神给我们有四个 up.
God gave us four ups.
第一个是什么？
Line up,
大家一起说 line up.
Let's say it together, line up.
第二个呢？
Number two.
是 open up.
So open up.
就打开自己。
Open up ourselves.
第三呢
Number three.
是 fill up.
Fill up.
打开要干什么？就是为了要充满上帝满满的给我们 fill up. 最后一个，最后
Last
是 light up.
To be light up.
就是 light up. Light up. 我们是作为一个光。
We are the light.
有时候我们说 ，Come on, man, you've got to light up. Light up a little bit.
Yeah, 你要被这个光充满了。
你开心点吧。亮点吧，你。别老是那么沉啊，亮点。
Don't be such a bore. Just light up, lighten up.
Light up, man. Light up, Christian. 我们基督徒也需要被点燃起来。
We need to be lit up by the Lord.
可能去年被好多的事情一波一波的来，搞到我们心灵里面没有办法亮起来。
Maybe you were going through a lot last year, and you felt you were not being able to lit up.
但是当圣灵充满的时间，我们就没有办法。我们有爱，我们有平安，我们有喜乐。
But when the Holy Spirit come and fill us, we'll have peace, we'll have joy, we'll have the energy.
我盼望都是我们今年2015年当中，我们每一个人都需要的。
I pray that in 2015 we all need.
在路加福音第三章里面。
In the Gospel of Luke chapter 3.
一开始从第一节到十五节
From verse 1 to verse 15
我想大家所知道的一个事实
I want you to know one truth
就是我们已经写在这个大纲当中的第一点
Which is being written in your bulletin The point number 1
大家一边看一边也听加强大家的记忆
You look at the notes and then you listen To help you memorize what I've been saying
我总结这段的圣经当中它的大意就是只有悔改的心是永远不足够的。
The main theme of this chapter is only having a heart of repentance is not enough.
只有悔改的心是永远不够的。
Just having a heart of repentance is not enough.
大家可能听的时候有不同的角度切入。
Maybe you're seeing this from different angles.
让我慢慢的告诉大家为什么。
Let me share with you slowly why.
第三章开始讲到施洗约翰的传道的开始。
The chapter 3 talks about the beginning of ministry of John the Baptizer.
现在大家可以看到台上，我们一起用自己的想象力想象着，有很多的人从城市一直走到旷野。
Think of it, imagine this picture where a lot of people from different cities all gathering at the wilderness place.
大家不一定认识，但是朝着同一个方向，就是旷野，就是施洗约翰的所在的地方去了。
They may not know each other, but they're going towards the same direction to the desert to where John the Baptizer is.
他们从自己的生活的一些既定的规律的当中走向了旷野。
From the different routines and schedules, they make that breakthrough to the desert.
可能在一些自己已经错误的当中打滚的生活的里边
and their mistakes and the ups and downs of lives
甚至心里面一面走向旷野心里有一种的想法
Maybe as they approach the desert, they were thinking in their minds,
我过那种的日子我已经过腻了。
I'm tired of living my life like this.
那种在罪里面打滚的生活。
This life living in sin.
甚至我心里面已经想吐了这种感觉。
I'm so sick and tired of it. I want to puke.
我自己要去施洗约翰，要到旷野里面。
I need to go to where John is, to where the desert is.
我要受洗。
I need to be baptized.
我要洗心革面。
I need to change myself.
所以很多人就 line up, 就聚在施洗约翰的面前。
Therefore, a lot of people line up before John.
这些人都是非常认真的虔诚人。
They are serious adults.
他们很希望能够改变自己。
They want to change themselves.
有人说，人非圣贤，谁能无过呢？
And somebody said, nobody's perfect.
甚至有人说，圣人都有三分错。
And there's a saying that says, in the saint, you can find at least three mistakes.
有时候我们知道的好心也会干了坏事。
Sometimes with our own good heart, we do the wrong things.
所以不同的人带着不同的原因走向旷野，走向施洗约翰。
So different people with different reasons, they move towards the desert to where John the Baptizer is.
他们都想悔改。
They want to repent.
他们都想从头开始。
They want to start anew again.
这是一个好的事情。
This is a good thing.
总比有一些人心里不想悔改。
Better than those who do not even want to repent.
继续想犯罪。
They want to continue in sin.
强得多了。
That's much better.
不错的，甚至连美国开国的元首也这样说。
Even one of the president of the state said this.
他说，有道德的民主才有利于国家。
And he said that a democracy built upon the moral foundation is beneficial to the nation.
我们都在谈开放民主吗？
Do we want democracy?
但是美国在建国的时间早已经说，如果有道德的民主才有利于这个国家。
But at the beginning of the building up the nation, the U.S. said only a democracy built upon moral bearings will be beneficial to their nations.
换句话说，只有民主而不管道德的结果是什么呢？
In other words, just with democracy but with no moral, then what use is that?
有一个美国的一个政治家，也是科学家，也是一个很成功有道德的商人，他的名字叫班杰明·富兰克林 Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin, a successful scientist, businessman, everything.
他的图像你可以在美金一百元的上面看到他的样子。
You can see his picture all the time on those 100 US dollar bills.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin.
他说什么呢？
What did he say?
他说，民主就像是两只狼加上一只羊一起投票，然后要选出他们午餐应该吃什么。
He said, democracy is like two wolves and one sheep going together to vote what to have for lunch.
太形象，太针对性了。
What a conflict there is.
他说，原来大部分的人都好像狼一样有自己的私欲，但是有一些少数的人一起投票的时候，你当然赢不过。
A lot of people are like wolves. We all have our own selfish agendas, and the small group, the minority, will not be able to win over.
他说自由是什么呢？
What is liberty? Freedom.
他说自由只是一只已经武装好的羊为到他的选票来奋斗。
He said that freedom is just like a lamb dressed in armor who's fighting for his own vote.
他英文比较好一点，这个是原文啊，我刚刚读的。
你也很好。Democracy is two wolves and a lamb fighting on what to have for lunch. Liberty is a well-armed lamb contesting the vote.
太惊险了。
Wow, how exciting.
原来民主是两只狼和一只羊在投票，看他们午餐想吃什么。
So democracy is two wolves and one lamb voting for lunch and what they want to eat for lunch.
道德在民主的社会中间是非常而且是关键性的重要。
To have moral bearing in democracy is very, very important key to the success of that.
我在想象，我在幻想当时一群的人走向施洗约翰。
And I can imagine all these people walking towards John the Baptizer.
在一群人的中间，施洗约翰站在那里，有一些熟悉的面孔重重复复的来到他面前。
And amidst all these people, the crowd, he sees all these faces, and some of them is so familiar to him.
又要要求受洗了。
And they want to be baptized again.
所以施洗约翰在第三章第七节里面说
Therefore in chapter 3 verse 17 John the Baptist said
他说这个毒蛇的种类谁指示你们逃避将来的愤怒呢
And he said you brood of vipers who want you to flee from the coming of wrath
你有没有听出约翰所讲的话他是什么意思
Can you hear the meaning of what John is trying to say
毒蛇的种类
You brood of vipers
第一从约翰的话当中他是看到有一群人其实他是毒蛇的种类但是他也盼望着去悔改
What he's saying is he sees these people who belong to the pack of snakes and yet they still want to repent
圣经说好树就结好果子坏树就结坏果子
The Bible tells us the good tree produces good fruit the bad tree produces bad fruit
真正是毒蛇能结出什么果子
If you're a viper, what kind of fruit can you bear?
毒蛇能够结出好果子吗
A viper, can you produce good fruit?
如果真正一条毒蛇想悔改不当一条毒蛇了
If a poisonous snake wants to repent and don't want to be a viper anymore
它骨子里面还是一条毒蛇
But inside his bones, he's still a viper
它如果回到自己的蛇窝蛇的世界的当中它的蛇的毒蛇的形态完全毕露出来。
When he goes back to his own snake home, the whole nature of being this viper just manifests itself and shown to all.
我在想象，纵使这群人来到施洗约翰的面前，他们的动机都是带着悔意的。
And I see this crowd of people coming to John the Baptizer, and I see a lot of their motives.
但是我们想象到这群人回到自己的地方。就像毒蛇回到自己的窝一样
And then they return back to their own homes. It's like going back to their own dens.
还是无可奈何的，要怎么样就怎么样
And then they go back to their own self.
有利益冲突的时间，他们就看到自己的利益
When conflict of interest comes, they all go after for their own self.
看到有贪的机会，他们会贪
When there's moments of greed, they want more from themselves.
他们坐在高位上面有权力，他就滥用他的权力。
When they're placed in high powers, they misuse their powers.
这些人骨子里面是毒蛇，但是他们也愿意悔改。
Inside these people, they are vipers, but they still want to repent.
但是重重复复的都来到约翰的面前受悔改的洗。
But time after time after time, they come back to John to be repent again and to be baptized again.
当这些人看到施洗约翰的时候。他们会一次再一次再一次的说 sorry
when they see John the Baptist they say time after time I'm so sorry
对于我们今天的问题是什么呢
what is the problem we see today
我们坐在这里同样是 line up
we sit here and we are being lined up
我们来到教会里面我们大家都非常的诚心
we come to this church we're sincere
是上帝喜悦我们来到他的面前
and God wants us he likes us coming here
但是我们的问题是到底我们坐在这里的时间我们人的本质变了没有
But the point is as we sit here all of us here have any of our human nature changed at all
或者您说已经变了但是真正变了多少
Maybe you said yes I have changed but how much actually have you changed
会不会在你的心里面跟我一样这可以维持多长呢
Or maybe like in my heart how long will this last
我们并不是说悔改没有用。
I'm not saying repentance is of no use.
我说悔改永远是不够的。
But I'm saying it's never enough.
就好像我们到了一个医院里面。
Just like we go to the hospital.
去一个诊所，你去看家庭医生。
And you go see your general GP.
你进去了，然后护士给您探热。
And then the nurse gives you the thermometer.
他说你发烧。
She said you have a fever.
你知道你病了吗
？You're sick.
你说我知道。
And you say I know, I know.
施洗约翰只是让那个人看到自己的问题。
And John only lets the people see the problem in that person.
那个人承认自己有问题，自己有病。
And he admits, I'm sick, there's a problem with me.
但是施洗约翰并不是那个医生。
But John is not the doctor.
施洗约翰有好像我们去看专科的时间，我们先去这个验血、照 X 光这个地方，这些检验员一样。
John is like when we go to the GP, we get the blood test, we get all the basic tests done.
告诉我们这个有问题，这个指数出现了这个故障等等。
And we're told this is wrong, this is not right, all the problems we have.
但是这些的指标你要去后面专科医生才能够治好你的病。
But these indexes point us to the right specialists who will come and help us.
所以施洗约翰非常清楚自己能做什么，他不能做什么。
So John knows clearly what he can do and what he cannot do.
他对着当时的人就说了。
And he said to those people,
他说我只是用水给你们施洗。
I baptize you with water.
他说但是有一位能力比我要大的，我就是给他解鞋带也不配。
But there is one who is more powerful than I will come, the straps of whose sandals I am not even worthy to tie.
施洗约翰跟人群说我只能做到这里。
And he said, I can only do so much.
我的责任是大声的疾呼。
My responsibility is to cry out to you.
去提醒甚至警告当时的人。
To remind and to warn all of you.
要离开罪恶。
To leave your sins.
说出人的劣根性。
I can point to you your sin nature.
但是他怎么样撕裂他的喉咙讲，他都没有办法去改变这群人。
But no matter how much he cry out, he cannot change those people.
所以求上帝帮助我们在年初的时间，让我们完全的、整体的替自己照一次的 X 光。
So may the Lord help us at the beginning of this year to take a look at have an X-ray in our own selves.
是不是我们来到教会里面 say sorry 之后，我们带着同样的病我们就回去呢？
Is it just because we would come to the church to repent to say sorry and then we carry the same sickness and we return home?
弟兄姊妹，教会的人帮不上忙的。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot help each other.
是帮不着你的。
We cannot help you.
但是像施洗约翰说，他说我是用水给你们施洗。但是有一位他的能力比我更大的要来。
So just as what John says, I can only do so much. I baptize you with water. But there's somebody who's much more powerful than I am.
请你要打开自己，要面对这个专科的医生。
Please open up yourself and face the specialist that is with you.
因为这个专科的医生会给你对症下药。
Because this specialist will give you the right medicine.
会把你的病给治好。
And he will heal you wholly.
我小时候有一次的经历，是我吃了一颗放在冰箱里面的冰冷的结冻的糖，吃了这个糖。
When I was a kid, I had this experience. I ate this lump of sugar that was being put into the ice box.
当时我还记得这个糖，先是凉，然后后来融了之后就有甜味出来。当然我在吃的时间，我也在跟那个猫在讲话。我很喜欢猫，我就跟猫在讲话。
So when I first ate it, it was very cold. It becomes very sweet. And while I was savoring this, I was talking to my cat at the same time. I really love cats.
因为这个口水太多了，一讲话，糖掉到喉咙里边去了。
So because I was full of saliva, and it slipped the whole lump of sugar right into my throat.
我用手指指着我不能讲话的这个喉咙，妈妈就知道，因为这糖是她给的。
I pointed my mouth, indicating I cannot speak, and my mom knows because she was the one who gave me the sugar.
我妈妈赶紧把我抓起来，然后把我倒过来。现在就是我们家是老木地板，我非常记得，她就用她的手指头在挖那个糖，想把那个糖给挖出来。
She held me tight and she stuck her finger into my throat to get the lump of sugar out.
她之后告诉我，她说她手指头已经感觉到这种喉咙里头这种条啊，她已经摸到了，但是糖可摸不到。
She said her finger can even touch my throat, the inside of it, but she could not find the sugar.
你知道，如果您是父母的话，你想想，你在帮忙，但是帮不上忙，这个糖太深了。
Think of it this way.
掉进去了。
As a parent, you want to help, but you cannot help because the sugar has gone too deep.
太紧急，你够不着，你知道吧？这个人快断气，你够不着。
And your finger cannot just touch it, and this boy is getting suffocated.
太深 is too deep.
The sugar is too deep.
也是这个 sugar, 也是这个问题太深了。
The sugar, but also the problem is too deep.
弟兄姐妹，我们的问题太深了，哪是一个 sorry 可以改变我们呢？
Oh, brothers and sisters, our problem is too deep for just one sorry to handle it.
哪是外面洗个礼，我们就改了一个人呢？
Is it because just we went through that water baptism and then everything is changed for us?
我们灵魂里的问题太深了，人够不着。
The soul problem in us is too deep and we cannot reach it yet.
我们每天在为了这个事情，这个罪的事情在影响我们。
Every day we're being affected by this sin issue.
无论施洗约翰再怎么样大声疾呼说，你们不要自私，你们不要贪心，你们不要使用暴力，你们不要滥权等等。
No matter how loud John actually cries out, don't be greedy, don't be selfish.
他要介绍一个专科，就是他后面来的耶稣基督。
But what he needs to do is he to introduce us to that specialist who comes after him.
我们说 deep and wide, 耶稣要做很深的工作。
We say deep and wide, Jesus is going to do that very deep work in us.
我希望我讲到这里的时候，大家已经看到一个图画，大家诚心来到教会人的面前的时间，其实周而复始的问题还是带回家，其实大家还没有遇见，还没有向耶稣打开。
I pray that you will see this picture of how we keep bringing our own sin home, and actually that sin has not been dealt with, so we need to open up to Christ.
我可以告诉大家，我13岁信耶稣。
Let me tell you, I believe I accepted Christ when I was 13 years old.
简单来说，以前我在家里面当一个小孩，我是非常自私的。
When I was a kid, I was a very selfish boy.
是非常受宠的。
I was being spoiled.
不但是我是一个长子。
Not only am I the oldest son,
我是长子弟孙。
I'm the oldest son of the oldest son.
我是在这个上海人的家里是很受宠的。
In a Shanghainese family, I'm the spoiled brat.
我是一个自私的人。
I'm a selfish person.
但怎么样可以改变那样一个自私的人呢？
So how do you change such a selfish person then?
让他长大，让他成熟一点，让他就慢慢的调整过来。
Let him grow up, let him mature, just let him change a little bit.
我信耶稣，我就改掉我自己的自私。
I accepted Christ as my Savior, then I'm able to change my selfishness.
不用等这个人长大。
I don't need to wait to grow up.
我13岁信耶稣，我不到一周，我发现我自己已经改变了。
I said I accepted the Lord when I was 13 years old. Within 1 week, I knew I've changed.
以前的世界就是大家要服务我，我需要什么，我不开心什么。大家要围着我去转。
My world before is everything under my service.
但是我看到耶稣基督对我的爱，在十字架上的爱。
But then I saw the love of Christ upon the cross.
我看到自己是需要被医治，需要被赦免的时间，我接受了耶稣基督。
I see my need to be healed, so I accepted the Lord.
在一周的时间里面，我就改变了。
In 1 week, I changed.
我会到为到别人的福利，我心里面焦急，甚至流泪。
I see the needs of other people, I get upset and I cry out for them.
因为耶稣基督是专科医生。
Jesus Christ is the specialist.
灵魂里最深的人手够不着的事情要让耶稣来做。
Even the deepest part of my soul where not even any human hand can touch, he is the one that can go that deep.
约翰说他宣告悔改的洗礼，但是只有耶稣才能使罪得到赦免。
And he's, John the Baptizer said, only I who do the water baptism, but Christ is the one who can really deal with our sins.
盼望我们今天每一个人，我们还没有心灵当中没有治愈好的。
I pray that for those of us in our soul, in our heart, anything that you need to be healed.
甚至今天当中年轻到13岁的男孩女孩。
Maybe even the youngsters, if you're 13 years old today, boys and girls.
今天有没有人在我们当中是13岁的男孩女孩呢？
Anybody 13 years old today, boys and girls?
其实我们老早知道我们自己心里有一个良心。
Actually, we all know that we have a conscience in us.
我们也来到教会里面，但是教会的人并不能帮助我们。
We come to church, but the people from church are not able to help us.
因为这个灵魂的问题是太深了，够不着，就好像我妈妈够到这个喉咙里面拿不到这个糖一样。
Because the soul and spirit problem is too deep that even our mom cannot reach.
当然了，后来我还是站在这里，所以有独特的方法。我就当时太紧张或怎么样，我就讲话，后来那个糖就吐出来了哈。
So obviously, I'm still here.
稍微解释一下，要让大家说，哎，那父母是怎么又回来了
？So how come I did not die? It's because
怎么还活着呢？什么事情你就心里一直在想
？So I resurrected because the lump of sugar just fell down my throat.
大家知道，就是说我们要真正把心灵，把自己的态度打开，有没有这么一回，把自己的心灵来打开，让圣经介绍那个专科医生耶稣来做。
But the point is to open up my heart to receive the specialist.
这种灵魂里面的病，一定要用圣灵和火才能够救得住。
This issue of our soul has to be dealt with through.Fire and baptism.
就好像喉咙里面发炎，一定要抗生素。
Just like the throat, if you have problem, you need to take a medicine.
一定要抗生素。
抗生素、
antibiotic.
Antibiotics, yes.
一定给下药。
You need to take the right medicine.
不下药，你吃止痛药、退烧药没用。
You need Tylenol, any other medicine has no use.
亲爱的朋友，弟兄姐妹。
My dear friends, brothers and sisters.
There's nothing to be ashamed of when we come to Jesus Christ.
当我们来到主耶稣的面前，我们不用害怕的。
我们打开自己。
Let's open up ourselves.
我们是需要被医治的。
We need to be healed.
我心灵里面最深处灵魂里面的东西，我够不着。
The very deep things in my soul.I cannot touch it.
使徒约翰告诉我们，那个后面那个人的力呢，能力比我大，他要用圣灵和火来替你们洗礼。
And John said, the one that comes after me is much more powerful than I am, because he's the one who will wash you and baptize you with the fire and Holy Spirit.
圣灵来把我们一切的疾病给浮现出来。
The Holy Spirit comes and heals all our sickness.
他是圣灵，圣洁的灵，他可以帮我们 sanitize 我们的灵魂。
He is the Holy Spirit who will come and cleanse up everything in our soul.
就好像火炼尽一个东西里面的杂质，甚至连黄金里面的杂质，经过大火也可以变纯净。
Just like the consuming fire who will purify everything within, even the gold, and burn everything and pure away.
所以有问题的，我们的人生要打开 ，open up.
So if you have any issues, open up yourself.
让耶稣基督用他最清楚的药就是圣灵和火来医治我们。
Let the specialist Jesus Christ apply the best medicine, which is the Holy Spirit, upon you.
最后，不但是施洗约翰介绍了耶稣这个大医生、专科医生。
Not only did John introduce us to the specialist, the greatest of all, Jesus Christ.
最后，我们连上帝他都喜悦一个人被圣灵充满。
And actually, even John, he was being filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣经怎么说呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
他说众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗。
And he said that the crowd was being baptized, even Jesus was being baptized.
正祷告的时候，天就开了。
And as they were praying, the heavens opened up.
个圣灵降临在他身上。
And the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
形状仿佛像鸽子。
With a bodily form like a dove.
啊，你听哦，又有声音从天上来说。你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。
And then there was a voice that came up from heaven that says, "You are my beloved son, with whom I am well pleased."
那当然，我们一点点解释，耶稣受洗不是要他要什么要悔改。
Now let's get it clear first. When Jesus wants to be baptized, doesn't mean he has any sins to repent.
因为耶稣是真光，耶稣是上帝的本身，是圣洁的，没有东西说做错了要悔改的。
Jesus is holy and perfect. There's not one thing that he needs to repent from.
耶稣受洗是要与一个人认同。
As Jesus is being baptized, it's like a man being recognized.
他对于人有悔改的心来到上帝的面前，那样的行动他认同。
Recognizing that as the action of man to come before God for repentance.
所以他当一个人，他就认同的同样受洗，就是说上帝认同人，欣赏人有悔改的心来到上帝的面前。
So as 100% man, he's acknowledging this act of man coming before God to repent.
但是受洗或者是悔改是永远不够的。
But being baptized or even just getting repent is not never enough.
受洗之后，耶稣祷告，天就开了，圣灵就降下来。
After being baptized, as Jesus Christ prayed, the heavens opened, and then the Holy Spirit descended.
这个先后次序是非常重要，先有悔改的洗，然后再接受圣灵的充满。
Can you see the priority here? First you repent, then you receive the filling of the Holy Spirit.
是上帝的心意，是上帝亲自从天上要给耶稣做的。这个代表做的。
This is the heart of the Father God who wants to demonstrate it through his Son Jesus Christ.
换句话说，施洗约翰叫人悔改，但是他指向人去给耶稣。
In other words, when John the Baptizer wanted to come to repentance,
然后他把人指向给耶稣基督这个专科医生。
And then he points the people to Jesus, the greatest physician.
专科医生先做一轮的清洁，先洗，把伤口给洗好。
The great physician cleanses us, does his cleansing work in us.
就耶稣基督自己的工作，就是把人的罪，把人肮脏的东西给洗干净了，然后。
The work of Christ cleanses from all unrighteousness.
然后把这个医治的油抹上去，让他这个伤口，让他这个这个伤口能够慢慢的复合，慢慢的疗伤起来。
And then he anoints our wound with oil to help us to heal.
你知道吗？前门的护士探热，介绍给医生，医生洗了伤口，再抹药，再上去。
At the front, the nurse takes our temperature, but at the end, it's the physician who comes and heals us and anoints us with oil.
这是一套的。
It is one process.
属灵的境界，我们也一样要经过这个过程。
Even in the spiritual realm, the same process we have to go through.
悔改的心是重要，但是不能停留在那里。
To have a heart of repentance is important, but we cannot just stay there.
必须要进到耶稣基督的面前，把自己打开。
We need to all go into Jesus Christ and open up ourselves up.
让他洁净我们。
Let him cleanse us.
不要怕，因为我们想得到医治，就让他给治。
Don't be afraid of his cleansing. You want to be healed. You need to let him be
cleansed. 洁净之后再抹药，这个恩膏，这个圣灵在我们心里面，那就痊愈了。
After being cleansed, we are being anointed with the Holy Spirit, and then we are fully healed.
然后上帝也喜悦我们这样做。
And God loves us doing that.
这就是圣灵的充满，我们必须要被圣灵的充满。圣灵帮助我们，医治我们，洁净我们。
This is why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit to be healed and anointed by Him.
圣灵充满得着能力，不是说我圣灵充满得着能力，然后我可以表现自己。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit and power doesn't mean we have to just show off ourselves.
不是说圣灵充满，我有能力了，我可以做自己的东西，走自己的路。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit and power doesn't mean I can do whatever I want now.
我超强了，有以前达不到的高峰，我可以创业，我可以做更多的东西，我可以做走自己的路。
See how super strong I am now being filled, I can do anything I want now.
我不是说我们反对这条路，但是圣灵的充满能力是为了神而活。
But the filling of the Holy Spirit is for us to live for God.
有什么能力？
What kind of power?
有不犯罪的能力。
What kind of power that can help us not to sin?
面对同样的事情，我们可以不犯罪，这是一种能力。
Facing a certain situation and not sin, that requires special power.
我们同样再看到一个人，我们有爱他的能力。
When I see a person, I can have the power to love that person.
我可能不同意他，但是我可以爱他，我可以服侍他，甚至为他祷告。有没有这种能力了？
I may not like that person, but I can pray for him, I can minister to him, I can just love him as is.
上帝让我们要有这种能力。
God wants us to have that kind of power.
甚至在困难，在万变的事态当中。
Even in the difficulties and changes.
甚至在死亡的面前。
Even before death.
我们也有能力。
We have that power.
人一辈子好多事情做了，我们都觉得不公平的。
In our lives, there's so much injustice.
这个人学问好，那个人赚的钱多，那个人长相怎么样，很多不公平的。
This one is educated, this one has a lot of money, this one is handsome, lots of injustice.
但有一样公平的，就是大家都要面对这个死亡。
There's one thing.
公平， absolutely, justice.
That's really fair. We all have to face death.
有罪的人，
those who are sinners,
要面对自己的罪。
We have to face our sins.
但是在基督里的人，就像我们吃这个加入耶稣基督的这个里边的时间，我们就有平安和勇气。
But for those of us who are in Christ, we have that courage and peace.
最近
，recently，
曹妈妈去世了。
Mrs. Cao passed away.
我听了她的女儿 Ruth， 她跟妈妈的一段的对话。
I listened to a conversation between her and her daughter Ruth.
Ruth 问曹妈妈，她说：“妈妈，你怕不怕
？”Ruth asked her mother, "Mom, are you afraid?"
其实曹妈妈已经病得非常的深了。
At that time, she was very sick.
但曹妈妈用她自己的力量，她摇摇头。
Mrs. Cao said, she shook her head.
嘴里勉强有那样的一个嘴型说，她说不怕。
And her mouth is mumbled, "No, I'm not afraid."
这是一个有信仰的人真正的会看到的地方。
This is what we can see from a person who truly has faith.
但愿我们也有同样的平安和勇气，在面对人生最困难，甚至在死亡的面前，我们说我们不怕。
May we have the same kind of peace and courage that when we even face death, we can say, "No, I do not fear."
当一个人有主，当一个人被圣灵充满的时间，他是有爱、有喜乐、有平安、有勇气。
When we have the Lord, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the love, joy, peace, and courage.
这就是信仰。
This is faith.
这就是圣灵的充满。
This is being filled by the Holy Spirit.
上帝希望我们能够 open up, 也能够 fill up, 也能够 light up.
The Lord desires to be opened up, filled up, and lit up.
上帝喜悦耶稣基督成为一个人的样子。
Our Heavenly Father desires for His own beloved Son to become our model.
认同人有一种认罪的态度。
To acknowledge the act of repentance from man.
来到耶稣的面前。
To come before Christ.
得以洁净。
To be cleansed by Him.
以至于圣灵真正可以住到一个人的心灵的深处里面。
So that the Holy Spirit can come and fill us even to the deepest part of our soul.
做一个人最深的医治。
To give us the deepest healing that we need.
把这个毒蛇的生命变成一个羊的生命。
To really cleanse us from being a life of viper to the life of a lamb.
上帝渴望圣灵在人的里边。
The Lord desires for His own Spirit to come and live in us.
意义就是上帝要与人和好。
The meaning is this reconciliation between man and God.
我们跟上帝好到一个程度是没有距离的。
To what degree are we being reconciled with God? To the degree where there's no more thing being in between us.
圣灵就是上帝的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
住在人的心灵的深处的里面住下来了。
And He stays with us and lives with us in the deepest part of our spirit.
上帝与人和好。
God is reconciled with man.
一切都有能力，一切都有平安。
Everything is now with peace and courage and power.
但愿上帝自己的话留在我们的心中。
May the word of God stays in our heart.
我们一起低头来祷告，我们也打开我们的心，求主在我们心灵工作。
Let us open up our hearts as we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to come and work in our hearts.
请 Mimi 帮我们同样翻译，亲爱的上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
你所怀的意念。是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
For the plans that you have for us is not to destroy us, but to give me a good future.
求您
，I pray，
帮助我们
，Help us, O Lord。
当我们打开我们的真正的心灵的时间
，As we open up our hearts and souls for you, O Lord。
我们求耶稣基督，您用圣灵和火来洁净我们心灵的深处。
May the Lord right now enter into the deepest heart part of our spirit and cleanse us with fire, Holy Spirit, and power.
让我们和您能够和好。
Let us reconcile with you, O Lord.
心灵充满了改变和喜悦。
May our hearts be filled with transformation and joy.
我们对于永恒也同样有平安和勇气去面对。
Let us be able to face eternity with courage.
耶稣基督，我愿意。您做我的救主。
Jesus Christ, I pray for you to be my personal savior.
求你洁净我。
Come and cleanse us, O Lord.
求圣灵恩膏我。
May the Holy Spirit come and anoint us.
让我绝对的痊愈改变。
Let me be healed wholly and changed wholly.
这样凭着信心的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 愿主的平安充满我们。
May the peace of God fill us.